Good morning, 6:12 a.m. on Tuesday, July 27th, 65 degrees, heading up to 90s and humid, and it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. How are you? We are on day two of Gimpy Beagle Walk. Trying to get her to drop her operated on leg so she can start testing it. She's not showing a lot of interest in that right now, and so the walks are supposed to help her to encourage her to get back into a normal walking rhythm. It's gonna be a short one today just because she doesn't have the endurance right now. And we're out early because it's going to be horrid conditions out there. I mean, even the forecasters are saying ozone action and stay indoors and this, that, and the other thing. But we've got a job to do. We have a routine to maintain. We have exercise to get. We have conversations to be had. Which is odd because I don't really have anything pressing on my mind today other than this gorgeous sunrise that we're getting. I don't think I can get it without catching things that I want to catch in the photo. So I guess I'm really thinking this dog can't decide what side of me she wants to walk on. Good girl, Penny. Good girl. Good girl. See? You can do it. You can do it. We're doing giving her a couple little leg stretches. Try to encourage her to potentially put the leg down a little bit. Come on, Pen. What's going on today? Yeah, no. If anything, I'm thinking about the Olympics. I've had this conversation with a couple people, so I'll share it all with you. I've got a very idealistic and romantic view of the Olympics. I am not so naive to know they are, to think they are without controversy, to think they are without scandal. You'd have to kind of be living under a rock and not know that. But I generally try to ignore that. Not because I think those conversations are invalid. I think there's perfectly valid arguments. I mean, I know one of the big talking points of the Tokyo Olympics outside of coronavirus impact have been the sexualization of uniforms, whether it's in beach volleyball or handball or gymnastics. And those are perfectly good, perfectly valid, perfectly legitimate conversations to be having. And so I don't intend to, I don't wish to discount them. I don't wish to sound like they don't matter because I believe they do. And I have some personal opinions on it that ones may or may not agree with. Generally, I think it boils down to, without getting into a ton of detail, is give the athletes options, give them options that come without strings or fines or penalties or punishments, and let each athlete make, or each team of athletes make, a decision on the options of uniforms or sports attire that they feel is appropriate for their need and their sport. I'm not getting into the details of the why I feel that way. I'm not going to get into the politics or anything of that, but that's generally where I fall in, be that as it may. I respect people, and I respect those who find the Olympics objectionable because of those issues. But for me, I'm looking at it from a different perspective. I'm still in that naive, yes, but idealistic view of that spirit of friendly competition, that spirit of togetherness through competition. You know, I was telling my wife the other day that for as much fun as it is to watch Michael Phelps kick ass and take names in the pool for 4, 5, 6 Olympics running, or however many it's been, or had been until he retired. Penny, no, you idiot. That it's, I don't want to say it gets old, but it kind of starts to, it kind of starts to get old. I mean, here I am, an American swimming fan who is saying Michael Phelps kicking butt and taking names in the pool is getting old, but at the same time, it's nice to see new stories. It's nice to see new winners on the podium. It's nice to see that, and the era of dynasty, the concept of dynasty, while it's fun, you know, American swimming superiority, or Australian, or whatever it happens to be, is sure a running thing and a thing to strive for, and a target to dethrone. It's still sometimes fun to watch the other stories, the stories you don't always hear about. What was it yesterday? Well, maybe not yesterday. I guess now technically it was Sunday night. Women's gymnastics qualifying. I can't remember what country she was from, but I want to say she was from Jamaica. It was a country that does not really register in American media as a gymnastics country. We'll go with Jamaica. I'm probably wrong about that, so correct me if you know what I'm talking about. Single athlete had a pretty bad knee injury about maybe a month, or the statement was, quote, right before the games. I'll call that within a month, and arrives in Tokyo with a knee so severely bandaged and wrapped and padded that you think to yourself, how in the name of who is she going to be able to compete? And what does she do? She gets up on the uneven bars. She does a couple of moves, a couple of elements. She slows it down. She stops. She dismounts. She signals her completion. She waves herself, at what few audience members there are. Thank you, COVID. And she says her goodbyes to the sport. A sad moment, yes, but still one that I feel is an important one. That she knew she wasn't going to medal. She knew she wasn't going anywhere. But she wanted to compete. She wanted to say she had performed at the Olympic level. And she did. And I applaud her for that. It's sad I can't remember her country off the top of my head. It's sad I can't remember her name off the top of my head, because there it is. But at the same time, I have this image of this gymnast that I will remember. And in a certain way, it's just as iconic in my memory, and also it's very fresh, but it's just as fresh in my memory as Carrie Strug's vault in the 96 Olympics when she landed badly and hurt her foot, and her coach had to carry her off of the carry her out so that she could, she had to be carried off by her coach so that she would be attended to, so she could stand at the ceremonies. No, Penny. Another example in the pool. Just happened last night. Again, can't remember names. I'm terrible with names. I'm horrible with names. American swimmer, women's 100 breast. From Alaska, not really a swimming state, and she comes out of nowhere and wins gold. And beating her rival and one of her idols to do it. You know, it's these kinds of stories. It's these kinds of moments. It's the Australian swimmer who, you know, beats Ledecky. There's a name I can remember. And her coach just goes absolutely ape with excitement. And the moment goes viral for potentially all the wrong reasons. You know, it's these kinds of moments, these kinds of stories where people who aren't normally expected to shine, aren't normally expected to show a good showing, tend to, or have these moments where they can be featured. And that's what draws me to the Olympics. I mean, obviously watching your country dominate in a sport or a series of sports is always fun. But for me, just as much fun is watching some of these, you know, these other more personal stories that may not make as many headlines back home for as long, may not get you that interview on the Today Show, but are still just as impactful, or in some cases even more so, because it's your one opportunity, it's your one moment to shine, it's that achievement of a dream. You know, sure, controversies, scandals, no question, but I don't like, I don't know, wrong choice of words, Paul. I choose not to allow those issues, valid and as worthy of conversation and as worthy of debate and as worthy of inciting change as they are, I choose not to let those overshadow these other smaller moments. That gymnast with the injured knee does not care whether she's performing in a leotard or a unitard or what. What she cares about is that she's performing. So yeah, that's my thought. That's where I'm at right now. Just enjoying some of these smaller moments of the Olympics that might go unnoticed if one is not looking in the right spot at the right time. Shorter walk today. Obviously we've got Beagle Girl doing her thing here, still not really doing what she needs to be doing, but she's getting her stitches out tomorrow. Which reminds me, there will probably not be a walk tomorrow morning. Beagle Girl's got an early morning appointment with the vet, and I've got to have a couple conversations with the vet to make sure that she's progressing as she needs to be, or as the vet's happy with. So I will probably not have an opportunity to walk before my day gets going. So with that, I'm coming up to the final turn. I will wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, productive, and safe day today. And I will talk to you on Thursday, because Thursday will be a brand new day.